With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Congress has been hearing more about a U.S. strike on a boat loaded with drugs near Venezuela.
Navy Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley told lawmakers there was no kill-them-all order from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as Congress scrutinizes an attack that killed two survivors of an initial strike on an alleged drug boat near Venezuela. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton was asked if there was the kill order.
No, both. Admiral Bradley was very clear that he was given no such order.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons says he came away with a different conclusion than Cotton.
In a second strike, they were killed, and in a third and fourth strike, the boat was sunk.
There are mounting questions over whether the strike may have violated the law. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A man arrested by the FBI in its investigation into who placed pipe bombs in Washington prior to the January 6, 2021 riot has been charged with an explosive offense. Attorney General Pam Bondi identified the man as Brian Cole, Jr. FBI Director Kash Patel underscores the danger posed by the investigation.
We are dealing with an individual who is alleged to have made bombs. We cannot do this sort of takedown in haste because it endangers the lives of law enforcement. And this FBI will never allow the lives of law enforcement and our prosecutors to be put in jeopardy.
Well, the Trump administration officials overseeing the latest immigration crackdown, aiming to arrest some 5,000 migrants in New Orleans and across other parts of the Bayou State. They say they are targeting immigrants with violent criminal past. President Trump has welcomed the leaders of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo to Washington for the signing of a peace treaty. The president says with the peace deal, the U.S. is ready to invest heavily in Congo and Rwanda's rare earths industry. This is SRN News. The United States military is more religious than the rest of America.
According to a report by political analyst Ryan Burge of Washington University, 28% of U.S. military personnel go to church at least once a week, and 17% go even more frequently. Compare that to 16% and 7% for civilians. That makes men and women in uniform about twice as religious as the general population. Burge also points out that while the country is becoming more secular, the military is becoming more religious. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supreme Court seemed likely during arguments this week to side with a faith-based pregnancy center challenging an investigation into whether it misled people to discourage abortions. Justices are considering whether a facility in New Jersey can sue the Democratic Attorney General in federal court over a subpoena for donor information. This is SRN News. Another decline in mortgage rates.
Mortgage rates head lower. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.19%. This is the second straight drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the last week of October and near its low point for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they give homebuyers more purchasing power. Several housing economists are forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain slightly above 6% next year. I'm Alex Vega.
Stock market held near its records in a quiet day of trading Thursday. S&P 500 inched up by 0.1% and is just a fraction below its all-time high now. Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.1%. NASDAQ rose 0.2%. The modest overall moves of the market continue a calm run following weeks of sharp swings. More details at srnnews.com.